WSFR 966. Over 702, you still there?
Roger, this is WRFE 702. Go.
Yeah, thanks for the response. I didn't want to interrupt that conversation there, but wanted to know a little bit more about, you said you had a 805, I think, handheld. I've got an Ocean set up, too. Weird thing I'm kind of seeing is I'm doing some sort of distance testing is I can reach my base station with the handheld, but when the base station is talking to the handheld's not picking up. It's, I think, about 10 miles away. I'm wondering if you've experienced anything like that.
No negative on that. Wife and I have talked back and forth quite a bit on both on handhelds. This is a Baofeng GM5RH, which is a legit GMRS radio. And the one she runs is the Ocean 905. And we've had no problem going back and forth, both handhelds. And we've done real well with them. The only thing I can guess is your base station possibly running on narrowband, or is it a wideband setup?
No, it's a wideband. Yeah, I've tried a couple of different setups, but yeah, I have most success with wideband.
Yeah, Roger that. As I was talking to the other guy there, I had a good friend up in Midland there. He never had any problem hearing me, but I'd have a hard time hearing him. He was running those Midland 115s, I think it was called, and they used to all run on narrow band only, and I had a hard time hearing him. He would always have a good signal, but not always the loudest of the modulation, you know, so that's the only guess I could have on your situation. Gosh, if you're picking up her real well, I don't know what you got on a base station antenna, you know. They always tell you height is might, so how far up are you?
Yeah, I got a Ocean KG1000G as the base radio, and then I got a Comet DFC or something that's I think about 36 feet up above my roof.
Well, copy that. Now that's a very good radio. I almost bought one. Just a little too pricey for me. I couldn't quite swing that money at the time, but I really wanted one bad. That's a nice radio, and that's a good antenna. I've never heard anything bad about them Comets. The only other thing is, what kind of coax are you running there in between that base station radio and the base station antenna?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact cable, but I bought it from, you know, the same place I bought the radio after talking to the guys on the phone or whatever. I don't think it's an LMR one, but it's like an LMR-like, whatever you call it. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with the radio and antenna. Just kind of getting some quirky stuff, I think, out of the handheld. But
Roger that. That'd be my only other guess, would be in your coax. A lot of loss occurs. I'm far from an expert on this either, so don't take my word for gospel, but I know everybody talks about the LMR 400 being the way to go. It's not the cheapest stuff out there, but then again, you know, how often do you have to really buy coax? So I've got some old, what is it, RG8 here in my house, and I used to have a CB radio station here as a base, and I was hoping I could hook it up with the GMRS, and then kind of found out that, no, the loss would be too great. You just wouldn't be getting out there enough.
Yeah, Yeah, Roger. I agree. I think there's a lot of stuff, though. People will take your money to buy that you think is good that maybe not is always the best choice. I think research is best there for sure. How am I coming through on the base?
You are loud and proud, like they used to say. You're a 5x5. Sound very good. Sound like you're sitting out here in my driveway. I didn't catch where you were. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm in the Rochester area, so I'm sure I've got it dialed into the Mount Clemens repeater, but yeah, I'm in Rochester.
Oh, copy Rochester. Oh, gosh. Yeah, we're obviously hitting on repeaters here. I'm off the Mayville 550 station myself here. But you are sounding great, man. You sound like you're sitting out in my driveway right now. Can't beat those ocean radios. I like them. Like I said, that was going to be my base station. And I'd even thought about buying two at one time and setting up a repeater. But that's a little more than my little wallet could handle right now, so... But anyway, yeah, you sound fantastic, man. You're doing something right there.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that. I appreciate that. I was thinking about that too, but yeah, they're expensive radios, and the get two hurts me as well. So, but I appreciate the comeback there. WSFR 966, clear.
Roger that. Let me clarify your call sign one more time. Was that SFR?
Yeah, S as in Sam, F as in Frank, and hold on, now I just forgot it. SFR. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, and your numbers again?
966.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm just falling out of bed here. I'm a graveyard shifter, and it's my day off, so I've only had two cups of coffee. I'm a little slow this morning. Otherwise, I would have had you down on pad of paper already. Sounds real good. First personal here is Ken, Kilo Echo November. I'm up here just north of Millington, just east of Frankenmuth, coming off the Mayville 550 repeater, and you're making a fine trip today, my friend. I'll be sitting around here goofing off on probably all these repeater stations this morning. Give me a holler later on if you get a chance.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Ken. This is Dave over here, WSFR 966, clear.
Sounds good, Dave. Nice to meet you, too, there. Hope you have a safe day. We're getting some weather up here, so I hope the skies are clear and the roads are dry down your way. Okay, so WRFE 702, and I am clear.
Station 966, WIUG 48, copy.